Hello, hello. Welcome to the Mother Days. I'm your host, Sarah Wright Olson.
And I'm Teresa Palmer. Hi, everyone.
And today we have such a special guest here. We are so excited to be joined by this amazing mama, actor, entrepreneur, philanthropist, all the things, Hilary Duff.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for coming on to our show.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to be here. So nice to meet you guys. And I'm big fans.
Oh, same.
And I just hope that after the holidays, I have enough like brain power to make sense when I talk to you.
I totally get it.
Same. I'm in such a fog. Isn't it relentless, Christmas? It is so full on what we have to do.
It's insane. My husband decided to go and get the flu this Christmas. So I did most of Christmas.
No.
Yeah, and he also decided to surprise our family with a puppy and then go and get himself the flu the next day. I know. I was like, mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. I'm writing this down. I'm going to remember this forever.
Okay. So the puppy, what kind of puppy?
Oh, my God. The puppy is so cute, but it's like having another child all over again.
Yes, it is.
It's a little chubby, fat butt corgi.
I know. A little Queen's dog.
A little Queen's dog, I know.
They wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, like every 2 hours. We're like getting up. I might as well be nursing a baby. And it like wants to play. And you're like, no, just go outside and go do your thing. And then like, we got to get back to sleep. It's so insane. But he's very cute. My 10-year-old named him Ham.
Aww.
So we have a dog named Ham.
I can't.
And yeah, it's a lot.
Oh my God.
It's delicious.
Do you know how much cashback you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cashback on your groceries for the next 30 years. Think of all that cashback on those overpriced kombuchas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for. With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? Splurge on some fancy champagne with the gals, or order fine dining to the house and watch a good true crime doco? Whatever it is, make it happen with a smarter cashback credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I'm really sorry that your husband has the flu right now. That is such a bummer. We went through so much sick in our house for a whole month. Same. And then finally everybody is, I mean, knock on wood, healthy. But Teresa, you have sick kids right now too, don't you?
Gross. How feral is the snot? The snot is it's dripping down, breastfeeding, and you just sort of give up when they're on the boob and you see all the snot all over your boob. You're just like, whatever, this is what it is. My kids are so snotty.
Oh, my God, it's so messy.
Bodhi has been escaping the sickness. So I think they hit a certain age. He's almost 9. And for some reason, everyone can be so foul around him, like fevers and snot and coughing and just gross. And he's like, I feel great. I don't know how. It's working for him.
Wow, lucky dude.
I know.
I don't have any of that in my house. One person goes down, like it's just a matter of time. We're all going down. And then I was talking to my husband today and I was like, is everyone on earth sick? Like, or are we just talking about it way more? Like, is like, why do I know like 20 people with the flu right now?
I know.
And like, do people used to not talk about when they had the flu and now we all just like talk about how sick we are?
I don't know.
Every minute of the day? But like everyone is sick.
I feel like the flu was, if the flu was like really popular back in the 90s.
Yeah. And it's like back. It like got a good publicist or something. The flu got a great publicist.
It did. Now the flu is back. It's raging. It feels very retro. We're like, oh, I have the flu.
It's vintage.
And then like no one even knew what RSV was, by the way, until like 2 years ago.
We had RSV. Man, it's so intense.
So intense. I know. But everyone says it's because of the pandemic. That so many people are getting sicker because we were all away from each other. We were isolating. We weren't exposed to all the bugs. So our immune systems are like, yo, chilling. And then all of a sudden, it's like we're seeing each other again. We're hugging. Yeah. We're
just exposed.
And it's like we're just passing germs.
My pediatrician said it's going to take 2 years.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So are we a year into that yet?
I think we're a year into that.
How much longer?
So one more year.
Okay, good. Okay. One more year. We got this. We got this, moms. Oh my gosh. Hillary, I really love following you. I love following your journey and your children. And I also really love the way you are in your blended family. So, I mean, all I see is the snippets on Instagram, but I have a blended family as well. And there isn't a lot of representation of blended families from people with big followings. And I just wanted to say to you that I really appreciate everything that you put out there and you're so open and vulnerable about it. And I'd love to just hear from you. How does your family make that dynamic work?
Well, first of all, thank you for all of the the kind words. And you know, how do we make it work? I think we just do. Like, I think that, you know, of course there's like challenging times. But for the most part, like, if we're talking about like Mike and I and how we like navigated the journey of like separating and then meeting new people and each having like new children and we just, you just kind of do. Like, fighting's not an option. I think that you just like put a lot of your own self aside, you know, and then just realize like the important thing is that every child's getting what they need. And of course, like you set some personal boundaries, but for the most part, like we all just love our kids and, you know, appreciate what was in the past and move forward in the best way possible, you know?
Yeah. It's such a hard thing, isn't it? Because you essentially have these two kind of families that you're massaging into this one experience and this one thing. And then you have a little person who comes and goes and joins with the family and then goes and has a whole other experience at this other house. And then you have to be okay. Like I know with Izzy, every time he goes, I just know he's having this beautiful other life over there. And I might not get to know the ins and outs of everything that they're doing and all the adventures they're having, but just like know and recognize that like that is an experience he's having and it's enriching. And I think for us, we tried to put a positive spin on it for him because he would come and go and there'd be all these transitions and we're like, wow, how incredible. You get two families. Two whole families that love you and shower you with all these different experiences. And one family, you get to travel and go to Australia and have siblings. And then this other family, you get to be like your own self there. He doesn't have any siblings at his other house. And so he's like, oh, yeah, I get the best of both worlds. He gets to dip in here, have the chaos of our family, and then go over there. And it's like, it's just him and his parents. And it's so beautiful. So I think we've been able to reframe it for him. But when he was younger, I think it was a lot harder.
Well, I think that, you know, this Lucas had two households now since he was 2 years old. And so just kind of like what you were saying and how you frame it, it's like, well, you just get more, like more love, more relationships, more people, more experiences, more. And it's just, you know, he's amazing with it. He did. When I had Banks, he had no one at his dad's house, right? And then he was like already 6 and a half and he was like, whoa, 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 what on earth are you doing? You can't have another baby. Like, it's just me. How do we turn this around? I'm like, well, I can't turn it around now. And he like finally, when he came to terms with it, he was like, okay, I've figured out that I'm okay with this, but I'll take an older brother. And I was like, also, doesn't work like that. You're getting a little sister surprise. I know. And then he became like the sweetest big brother. Like, I had her at home, obviously. And aww. And when he saw her, he was like, that's my sister. And it just like killed me. I was like, oh my God. And his world like opened up, you know? And then.
Yes. Aww. Yes.
His dad met Brooke, who had two boys. So then their house became really, really full. And then we had another baby over here. And then that, like, it's just his world like expanded and wow. exactly like to the point of like, yes, we're not always together, but like, I know he's always happy and safe. Like, I didn't get him for Christmas this year, a very challenging thing to navigate. But like, he's with his like 10 cousins in Mexico. And I'm he's living his best life, you know?
Living his best life. Yeah. And then you're right. You have to take the self out of it. I think I see Mark struggle with that because he's like, but I miss him. They would have one Christmas, then we would have one Christmas, and it went back and forth. But now they've been so great, Frankie and Zach. And they're, by the way, now two of our bestest friends. It didn't start like that, but now they are. And we went through really challenging times together. But now we're in such a great place. But they're like, oh, it's way more fun for him to be over there with you guys Christmas morning, opening presents and Santa and the chaos of your house, that you guys have him for the morning. And then now they come over to our house and we just had a Christmas with all of us together, which was really nice. But gosh, it's an ever-evolving dynamic, isn't it?
You know what? Hats off to you guys. That you guys are such close friends with them and can have, I mean, that it is, it's a lot of work to get to a place like that. And it's a lot of growth and a lot of like, I don't know, big things to like accept and include in your like daily world, you know? So that's amazing. Good for you and Mark.
Oh, thank you.
And the other side, it takes everyone to tango, right? Like everyone's got to be on board for that.
Totally.
Yeah. You had Luca, 10 years ago?
Yes.
Were you 25?
You guys, I can't believe.
Oh, my dream. My dream. I wanted my first baby at 25.
My dream. I can't believe I've been a mom for that many years.
25.
Yeah, 20. No, I had him when I was 24, you guys. I celebrated my 25th birthday. I already had him.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Did you always want to be a young mom? Were you like one of those women like me, by the way, that was like, I wanted to be a mom at 19. I was like, all right, I'll be 19. I'll have my first baby. I didn't meet my partner until later. Yeah. But how was that like? What is that like parenting at 24, 25? Versus like parenting now.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Oh, not verse. I hate the word verse, not versus. But you know what I mean. Like, is it different?
Yeah, just the different. It's such a different experience. When I look back, I'm like, who was that girl doing that, able to do that? Like when I have some friends that are 24 and I'm like, you could, of course, I guess you'd figure it out. But like, I just can't see that, you know? And my body at 24, did you guys like have that craving to be pregnant?
Oh, yes.
Like at a certain time, like around that age, I was just like, get me pregnant. and I think that I was like, I think that I had had such a, like, I've been working as an adult since I was 9 years old. You know, I'd had so many.
Oh, wow.
Like I was so advanced in like one area that I think that I was just ready for more in my personal life.
Yeah.
To like. Create, you know, that was like just for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. I mean, I didn't have a single friend that had a baby. I was the first one and I got really good at just like inserting myself in like new classes and going up to people at the park and being like, hi, can we be friends? I have this thing too. And like, I don't, you know, and I like continued to do that because once I got this show in New York, I'd be like, cool, I also know no one here with kids. So I would just go to the park and like hang with nannies and be like, so what's this little group over here? What's this music thing over here? What, like, you have to just.
Yeah.
I don't know how I figured out how to do that at a very young age, but I did. And then.
You did.
Yeah. And then I think that this time, just being the age that I am, everything's just a lot calmer. There's like less nerves about the whole thing. But I kind of like lost track exactly of what we were talking about, but.
No, just like the difference, you know, of being a first time mom when you're 24 and then you think like 10 years, you know, because my son is 9 years old now and I have this baby who feels very much like a baby. And by the way, I want another baby. But I'm like, it's a long journey of motherhood, right?
Yeah.
So like mm-hmm. looking back at who I was when I was 29 and having Wyatt as, you know, opposed to like who I am now and the information that I've learned and just like, mm-hmm. even though I feel like I've grown as a mother, I still am texting all my friends being like, okay, wait, what does this mean? And this is happening. And I feel like it's just a constant, no matter, you know, with each baby, they're different and you're still learning and figuring out. Yes, you're calmer. That's true. And I, you know, love hearing you say that because it does calm everything down a little bit as you have time. But yeah, just the difference of like now you're 34, 35.
I'm 35, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you have – how old is your youngest? Like a toddler, right?
21 months, yeah.
20 months old.
I feel like – you know what? A big difference too was like after I had Luca, I think your first baby, you have to be so committed to motherhood
yes.
that mm-hmm. you're like – I wasn't like in there for a long time, you know?
Yeah.
And then with each kid that I had since past then, I've been like, oh, like finding myself a little faster outside of like.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I know exactly what you mean.
Like as an individual person being like, oh, I'm back in there again a little faster each time.
Yes.
You know, because maybe the pressure gets less and less.
That is such a wonderful way of describing that thing. Because mm-hmm. you're saying this, I'm like, me too. Oh my gosh, that is so true. But it's subconscious, like I didn't even realize. I'm like, oh yeah, you just totally hit the nail on the head. You can find yourself, identity of self within motherhood, I think, the more years have gone by. Because yeah. I was just so mother when I Sick. First had Bodhi that I was like, oh, career, whatever. Don't care about my career. Like, yeah. I am just mother now. So goodbye to everything else or whoever,
yeah.
who I was. Uh-huh. But now I'm like, oh, I can be both. I can be all. I don't even have to label any of it. I can be all these things, which is so mm. amazing. And I think I compartmentalized it a little bit more back in the day when I first became a mm-hmm. mom. So interesting.
Yeah.
I love that.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. So as your kids get older, some things about parenting gets easier, right? So we're not up in the middle of the night a million times potentially, and they can start cleaning up after themselves. They can do some vacuuming and they can help out around the house. Okay, so then other things don't, like having conversations about money. Well, the fact is kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. And that is where Greenlight can help.
With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring chores customized to your family's needs, and then you reward kids with an allowance for a job well done. I was thinking about this and I was like, oh, I remember being a child and my chore was I had to unload the dishwasher every day. Did I get pocket money, Sarah? No, I did not. Things are different these days. And millions of people and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It is the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
I feel like that knowledge is so empowering and being able to give them this access is just going to make them feel so good when they go to purchase something or donate to a charity or whatever it is. So sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/motherdays. That's greenlight.com/motherdays to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/motherdays.
Do you know how much cashback you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cashback on your groceries for the next 30 years. Think of all that cashback on those overpriced kombuchas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for. With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? Splurge on some fancy champagne with the gals, or order fine dining to the house and watch a good true crime doco. Whatever it is, make it happen with a smarter cashback credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Okay, so now you have this 21-month-old. By the way, I had Winter is my youngest, and she's, I don't even know how many months old, but she's two. And, you know, I'm dealing with like the toddler time right now with her. Mm-hmm. And so you have this 21-month-old and you're fully back at work. Like you're shooting How I Met Your Father, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure. I want to hear about that. Like, how are you doing that? Because I can't even imagine right now shooting a full-time show and like, I'm still breastfeeding.
Oh, good for you.
Like that is, I'm being held hostage by the breastfeeding. At the moment, I'm having a little torture.
With this last baby, I nursed for 7 weeks and I was like, I'm out the game. I cannot listen to a pump one more time. I'm not making enough milk. I'm held hostage here. I have two other kids that need me. I'm like still having to like supplement. I feel like a piece of shit because I'm not like feeding her, like she's not getting enough from me. So I quit that really early on. But do you guys, like, to get back to the show and working and all that stuff, obviously it's very challenging, but I feel like every time I have a baby, like babies bring luck.
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
Like I got the call to shoot How I Met Your Father. Like I'm a week away from delivery. I just finished this other show in New York and like I get this call from my manager that's like, hey, can you hop on a call with Isaac and Elizabeth, who are the creators of this, blah, 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 and this is us, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like quickly like Googling these people. I'm so extraordinarily pregnant. Wow. And I'm like, why do they want to talk to me? I don't understand. Why am I getting a job right now? I'm like, how, what's happening?
Thanks, you know? Universe.
Yeah. Yes, but I think that like babies bring like so obviously themselves, which is like a wonderful gift, but like, wow. They've always brought me such luck. So they were like, well, when do you think you can shoot? And I was like, I don't know, four months, like whatever. They're like, great, 4 months, we'll see you. I was like, okay. I was listening to your birth story too, Teresa, where you like got, I don't know how young your littlest one was, but like you're just like, oh, I'm hopping on a plane because I got a job. And you're like,
yes.
I don't know. That kind of like always happens to me after I have a baby. With both times, with Banks, I went back to work at 4 months. And with May, I went back to work at 4 months.
Wow. Yeah. And then you just kind of make it work. I'm like, all right, I guess, well, the baby's going to be with me at work. And, you know, I am breastfeeding. And so I was like, oh, I've got to get my mom, or I've got to quickly find someone to come with me, usually a friend from Adelaide. But it's so funny because now all my friends are having families of their own because they were always the people I'd bring with me when I work.
They're like, I'm not available to you anymore.
They're like, sorry. I'm like, oh, God, okay. I've got to find an au pair or someone to come with us. But you're so right, Hilary. Like in my experience anyway, it might not be the way for everyone, but I remember getting pregnant with my first baby and I'd had these films come out and it was kind of quite an exciting time in my career. And then my team were like, what? Oh, now you want to have a baby? And I'm like, yeah, oh my God. You know, and they all knew, by the way, because I like came and announced it to like William Morris when I first signed with him when I was 19. God. I was like, hey, just so you know, first and foremost, I'm going to be a mother. And I was 19 and like having this huge opportunity.
Oh my God. They're like, take it easy, girl.
Yeah. They're like, who are you? You're even lucky to be in this room with all of us. And I was like, yeah, that's going to be my priority in life. And then I had this baby and I thought, of course, like, oh, well, you know, I've had a good run with my career. I'll be a mum now. But actually, it like cracked open all these opportunities that I'd been waiting my whole career for. And I guess I think maybe it was because prior to me having a baby, I was so fixated role by role, like what job I was going to get. I would go into the audition room and all I'd been doing was just focusing on this audition for hours and hours and hours and hours. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, my focus shifted into my little bubble. But then my career was like knocking on the door being like, wait, wait, wait over here. There are a few more opportunities.
Yeah. And then you're like, okay, I have a little space for that, right? And you're like, oh, and I want that little, that little like escape from this for a minute. It's like, and then you just become like more and more available and like bigger and bigger and bigger.
Up-leveling.
Oh, up-leveling.
Like, yes, and yes, I'll have another baby. And I'm going to up-level and get more career opportunities.
And let's throw a dog on it, you know, a new puppy.
Let's throw a puppy.
Also throw a dog named Ham. And
that's the best name.
Wait, Sarah, you want to have a fourth child?
Yes.
Teresa, you're a bad influence, I feel like, for me and Sarah.
She is. Yes, she's a bad influence.
I want everyone to have all the babies.
So I don't know if you've like followed along with any of Teresa's stuff lately, but Teresa is like she's like a master manifester. And we had a whole episode on manifesting. And so everybody now is reaching out to Tez being like, okay, so I really want to manifest this in the new year. Can you do it with me?
Or for me, by the way.
You're like, sure, in all my free time. Yes.
Yeah.
And so then I just texted her the other day and I was like, okay, so did you get a new manifesting journal for Christmas? Because
yes,
I need you to write this in it. These are the things that I'm looking for the next like year or so. Because I feel the same as you. And I do feel like I have a teeny tiny theory as to why that these things sort of like burst open when you're becoming a mother and when you have these babies coming into your life. And yeah, it piggybacks on exactly what Teresa's saying. But when I gave birth to Wyatt, I gave birth to him at home. It was crazy. Teresa was there. It was such a wild birth and it was super challenging.
Your very first birth, you had a home birth?
Yes. And
damn,
it was absolutely insane. And I ended up having hospital births afterwards.
Oh, you did? You were like, never again. I'm good on that.
No. I loved it, but it was, my baby was really big and he got stuck. So now if I had a fourth, and maybe when I do have a fourth, I'm thinking about home birth for that baby because the last two were so wonderful in their own way. And I, you know, birthed an 11-pound baby at the hospital. Totally fine, unmedicated, the whole thing. And then Winter, my last one, was 10.4 pounds.
Girl.
I know. I say magical vagina. She has a magical vagina. I don't know how you do it.
I have like a 6-7 pound babies. Like that, like I can't imagine. You must be like in beast mode, man.
It takes a lot. It's like pushing a giant dump truck through my vagina. But but I will say that after having my first baby at home and everything that sort of went down and the like animal that you had to reach down and pull out of you to like make that happen, it really did, I think, birth open like a new part of me as a human and understanding like, what am I capable of and what can I do? And I was just like, that was so challenging. Everything else after that is like, okay, great. Like I can go in and read opposite this giant actor and
Tom
like,
Cruise.
And yes, I'm really nervous opposite him and thinking like, I can't believe that I'm standing opposite this person. At the same time, I'm like, but I did push out like these giant babies and I was pregnant and look at what my body did. Why can't I just stand opposite this person and read these lines and
deserve to be there and be good enough to be there?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I was just saying this to Teresa the other day and I said it on a podcast and I was like, if not you, then who? Like, of course it's you. Like, it's going to be somebody else if it's not you. Like, why not you?
And my response to that was like, because I don't usually do comedy and I'm afraid.
And I'm afraid.
And I just don't think I'm worthy.
But anyway, that's a very long-winded way of explaining that.
I think that you're right. Like, that was my big desire with home birth is like, okay, I want to do something that like my body was made to do. And so many people, thousands and millions and however many people have done this before me. I just want to see what I can do. Like, can I do it? Am I going to have this experience with my baby? And we're going to like work as this team and do this crazy thing, but like have a very individualized experience. And then come out on the other end, like what everyone says you come out like, you know? And it's true. You do. You just
you
feel so powerful and so capable that like even standing in a room with Tom Cruise and being like, I'm afraid, but I like to be afraid because I can do big, scary things. Like I've done it before and I can do it again. And like you keep showing up for yourself and you keep challenging. I do feel like my birth experiences help like layers in different parts of my life.
Your birth story was so inspirational to me.
Oh, it was amazing.
I did a home birth first time, but then had to transfer because I had a posterior baby and I had pre-rupture of the membranes. So then I got stuck at 10 centimeters dilated, no contractions at all, just stuck at 10 centimeters at home. So then they're like, we need to transfer. So I had had that experience with home birth. So then the second two, I decided to go back to Australia to birth, where you can actually birth in a hospital, but then there's the whole floor that's a birth center with only midwives, but you're in the hospital. It's really interesting.
We need more of that in America.
Oh, I know.
I know. We really do.
I know.
We really do.
They tried. Didn't they try to get that
Cedars.
Happening?
There was like a rumor. I know. There was a rumor for a while. It was like Cedars is building this whole floor. And I'm like, I've been to Cedars so many times. I'm like, I haven't seen this fancy floor where the water pools are. And like the showers are tiny, especially the broom closet that I gave birth in. Super tiny.
With my fourth baby, I listened to your birth story on Dr. B's podcast, Dr. Berlin.
We love Dr. B.
We love him. He's such an amazing guy. And because I was prepping for my second home birth, I was like, right, I can do it. I'm going to try home birth. And the only reason actually was because of the pandemic. And I love to birth with my sisterhood around me, with my friends and my photographer and my mom and my kids. And I wasn't able to do that back in the birth center within the hospital at the time because there was restrictions on how many people you could have in the room. So I was like, all right, I'm going to pivot. I'm going to go back to home birth. So I listened to your birth story and I loved how you talked about all the waves you were riding and how like you had blockages and you moved through them. And I just, it really pumped me up with a feeling of, I can do this. I can do this. Listen to what she got through. I can do this. And even though my fourth birth at home was my second hardest birth, it was really challenging. She was posterior, so I was dealing with a lot of back labor. I felt invincible when she came out and I had her. I was like looking up to the universe being like, I can do anything. And it was just this incredible feeling. And of course, like you feel very euphoric and you have all the hormones pulsing through your body. But there is no experience in the world like it, no matter how you give birth, no matter how your baby decides to come earthside, whether you have an epidural, whether you're at home, whether you're having a cesarean section, like just the birthing into motherhood is remarkable.
Yeah.
I get so excited for people going through it for the first time. And me I know too. It's a scary
and like
thing.
Slightly jealous every time. Like every time. What is that? Like I'm obviously so excited for them and happy, but a little part of me is just like you just transfer into those like super specific big or small memories you have with like your partner or yourself and just your baby where you're just like there's this awful, horrible side of it and then the most amazing – relationship with those feelings of being pregnant or birthing or holding the baby for the first time. Like all of it is just so.
And do you think that's done for you? Do you feel like you've come to a place where you're like, I'm done?
No, I'm not. But then like we had Christmas and I'm like, go get snipped. It's over for us. No more. It's time. I've done enough. I don't want to do this anymore. We're good. Oh we're at capacity. And then like this morning I woke up and I'm like, just one more.
Just Yes, one more.
I know. What is that?
I want two more.
You're sick, Teresa. You're sick.
I'm sick.
I know.
That is a word people say to me.
You have an illness.
You have not even heard how many she wants. Like, she wants her necks to be twins. She wants
twins. You're sick.
I'm trying to manifest a twin. I'm sick. And then I want one more after that because our, like, magic number is 8. And I keep saying to Mark, like, 8. Like, imagine having and 8 children. Like,
oh, my God, Teresa.
He's like, what is wrong with you? I explained this to him on our first date. Our first date, people.
I cannot believe you didn't terrify him, like sneaking out the bathroom window. Like, I got to leave this chick. This is nuts.
Peace.
I know.
Oh, my God.
8 kids. And that's nuts. And he really understood that, the meaning of that, when you were like 2 in. And he's like, wait, what?
I was like, oh, yeah, there will be many more.
Okay, but there was this moment, I saw this picture of you, Hillary, when you were like in the birthing pool and you're holding your baby. And I think it was a picture of you and May and your husband. Yeah, because Banks was there and your son was there, right? Everybody's there?
Yeah.
And there's this amazing photo and your hair's like up and you have like these cute earrings in.
Okay, because I think it's called precipitous birth when like how –
Yeah. Oh, it's so fast.
You guys know what that is?
Yes. I had that with my second.
It was 2 hours start to finish from like my first contraction.
Oh, my God.
Which, by the way, I was just listening, Teresa, to yours, which like was pretty similar in some aspects to mine, which was like, okay, I woke up in the middle of the night and like my water broke, but it was like a tear. So it was just like this annoying leak all day and I couldn't get a single contraction going. And I'm like walking up and down the hill where I live and doing like curb hops and everything I can. I drink the castor oil. I was like, I don't care if I have diarrhea all over the place. Get this thing out of me. Like, I don't want it anymore. Let's go. I'm ready.
For sure. I did castor oil too.
And the castor oil, I think, actually worked. I like came into my room. I closed all the blinds. I was like, I'm going to create a dark, still house where like my body's just going to go. And I sent my husband out to get like strawberries. I had like this, I wanted strawberries with strawberry sauce and strawberry ice cream. I wanted like strawberry everything for some reason.
Strawberries on strawberries on strawberries.
Strawberries on strawberries with more strawberry flavoring, probably artificial. Anything in a huge bowl of strawberries in every form. And then I call him, I'm like, I'm in full-blown labor. You got to get the midwives up here. Like, it just happened. And then I was like climbing the walls. Wow. So basically I got stuck in a turtleneck. And my earrings, which I do always have earrings on.
Oh, my
but
God.
I look like, what's the girl? Theranos girl?
Oh, my God. Was
in my black turtleneck.
Elizabeth? No.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm like, just no pants on because my water had broke. So I'm basically like in this skin-tight turtleneck, like climbing the walls. Like,
oh, my God.
It's happening hilarious. So fast. It's happening so fast.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm like begging for them to fill up the tub and get in, and then like I pulled my baby out. Like, it just all happened so fast. No one knew it was happening.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, my midwife, like, she's like looking at me, and because I'm like, I love to have like my sisterhood around me too, but then once I'm like in the tub, I don't really want anyone messing with me. Mm-hmm. And I just like reach down and I'm like totally silent. I don't know how that happens. But wow. I like look up and my midwife like looks at me and I'm like, and she just like starts putting her gloves on and she like couldn't do anything fast enough. And then it was like baby Simba. Boom, here.
I have goosebumps.
Oh my gosh.
My friend who's pregnant right now was there like helping me. She was a really wonderful doula. And she was like, Hillary, you were like in the water. And then you were like, ooh. And you were like, mm. And you were like, and by the way, I'm like bearing down. I'm like, you mean I'm bearing down? She was like, you were like an animal. And you were like, rrr, 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 and you just baby Simba. I'm like, oh my God. It's just like,
baby Simba.
Oh, so funny.
God. That picture makes me want to have another baby and have a home birth and have it in the water. That's like that photo. I saw that. I was like, oh my God. And she looks so chic because you do always have on earrings. Like, I don't think I've ever seen you without them.
I also had blue hair.
That's why. Okay. You did. It was black and white, so I didn't see that. But I did see on your Instagram that you have blue hair.
You did. Yes. You have blue hair. Oh my gosh.
So good. I mean, it's like the best.
Hold on. Is this a child? Thanks. Hold on one second.
A child. Like,
yeah.
It's a child. Yeah.
That's what Poet does. She just like puts all the things on her face.
It's the best.
She is so obsessed with Sia right now.
Oh my God.
Like it every day she wakes up, she's like, put Sia on, Sia. I'm like Sia. I was just saying my daughter's really obsessed with Sia right now, who's one of our friends. And she asked for hair chalk so she could do her hair like Sia. So one side was one color, the other side was the other color. And then she sung to Sia on a video the other day that Mark sent her. And she was like, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, swinging chandelier. Sia was like, that was so beautiful. I've never heard like that version of it, but that was just so beautiful poem. It like blows her mind. She's so funny. She loves dressing up and putting all the things on her face and the jewels.
Every day.
How old is Binks?
She's 4. She turned 4 in October.
She's 4.
And she's obsessed with things like glitter and shimmer and makeup and like.
Wow.
Sparkles.
And was Luca like that?
Luca was obsessed with cars.
Same. This is the thing I keep telling people. Like, it's bizarre. You can raise them the same. You can offer them all the same, the smorgasbord of the different types of toys. Yeah. And my daughter, both of the little girls, like both of them just gravitate towards the shiny, glittery dress-ups, makeup. I was telling Sarah I had to cut her off the other day because Poet comes up every morning. Can I put my makeup on? Can I have my lick stick? She calls it a lick stick.
Lick stick? Yeah.
Yeah, her little Australian accent, her lick stick. So I was just like, wow, it's so different. Because my boys really weren't interested in that. Although I think Bodhi went through a period where he really likes like oversized tees and like little leggings. And then he's just it's like trucks, wrestling. The boys just want to wrestle. They want to jump on each other constantly, little fights and rough and tumbles. Just like, wow.
So what do you do? Because I have 2 girls and my like.
Wait, Sarah, how old are your kids?
So I'm 9. Wyatt is 9. Esme is 6.
Okay.
And Winter is 2. And Winter, literally this morning, I was putting mascara on and she came in and she goes, I want makeups. I need makeups on my eyes too. And I was like, she's 2. Like, how does she even know?
I know. Or,
like, what is, and I'm not a crazy makeup person. Like,
same.
I put on some like tinted moisturizer, a little cheek tint, and some mascara, and I'm done. I brush my eyebrows because they're crazy and I don't know how to do anything to them. But like, I just don't, is that, how do you handle that? Like, what do you do?
Do we just let them do it?
I just let her do it. Yeah. I mean, of course there's like appropriate occasions for it and not, but like, I try to just encourage that, like, she's obviously perfect and beautiful when she wakes up in the morning and exactly how she is. I see another little rat creeping in here. What are you doing? What do you got? What is it? A present? Oh, popcorn. Yeah, you can have it. Why don't you put some in a bowl?
Yum.
And can you please shut the door and let me finish this? You keep being a little sneaky rat in here. Out of here. No. No M&Ms in there because we're going to get ice cream. Attitude. And the attitude too, it's like this.
Oh, it stops.
Okay, fine.
Oh yeah.
I know. And you're like, what? The huffing and the puffing. Do I?
There've been a couple of foot stomps recently from my 3-year-old daughter. Same. A little like the foot stomp. I was like, oh, that's new.
And I actually kinda love it. And I think I'm going to start incorporating it.
Imagine. I mean, right? I think there are some really funny Instagrams where adults act as their children. Like, imagine if we just had the freedom to just feel our feelings and be big and wild. And
I mean, we definitely do feel all of our feelings, but we don't express them the way that our kids do.
We internalize them the way we feel like society needs us to.
We do have to be so together as parents. I think that's like one of the most challenging things is just to like find the energy to always be, find the energy and then one, to give yourself a break. Like that is such a hard balance to find, but like you are always on because you're always teaching a lesson or always explaining something or always trying to just, you know, lead by example.
Yes, role modeling.
Yeah. And it's exhausting. Like, my husband has this, he doesn't like to eat breakfast. And our kids have gotten, since the no school, like, the structure of eating has just, like, fallen apart in, like, 2 weeks. Like, where people are, like, running around the house with food everywhere and leaving plates and dogs are getting it. And, like, I mean, I found a plate in my son's room that I was like, this thing is rock hot. Like, how long has this been? How are there not ants? Like, I don't, you know what I mean? You just find, like, an old cup of coffee on a window. Like, it's just fallen apart. And I'm like, there's a kid running by on a scooter and I'm jamming something in its mouth. And like, why is it such mayhem over here? But like, he doesn't like to eat breakfast. And I'm like, we all have to sit down and do this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't want to be the person that's always nagging and telling and teaching and da, 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 da. And then I'm even doing it to him because obviously they need us to do that. They're like the other children.
Oh my God.
You know, you're just like, it's so.
I was like, is this, you can't all be the same. You can't all be the same. But then when I speak to my friends, they're like, oh, my husband, this and that. And I was like, same. It's happening.
Oh my God. I have to tell you guys what my sweet husband did. I'm just really ragging on him. I'm like, he got us a dog and then he got himself the flu and then I did Christmas alone. And I'm like, but we went to this bakery the other day. And we had to get out of the house. You know that feeling where you're like, just pile them all in the car. Yes. I can't deal with the mess. I can't deal with one more plate thing. Like, I don't want to get a doctor's exam at the doctor's office anymore from you, or like go to the foot, like the ice cream. Like, I'm done playing pretend. Get me out of here. Stick them all in the car. Let's go. So we did that. And then my daughter had some banana bread and she crumbled it all over my, just like,
oh my God,
in front of her. You know, when the carpet is just like, you can't even see it because there's just bread crumbled everywhere. And I was like, my husband had to go to his studio for something. I'm like, you take one kid. I'm taking May, putting her in her crib down for a nap, and I'm going to like have a bath or something.
Yeah.
My sweet husband comes home and he's like, I went to the car wash place and I vacuumed up the banana bread for you. Guys, really sweet gesture. He only vacuumed up 20% of my This is the problem he vacuumed 20% of my car. I don't think you can pay for like a 2-minute vacuum. Like, you're like, I've personally never been to one of those places, but like, you couldn't just go around the other bus.
Wow. Like, oh my God.
Maybe the car seat, vacuum the car seat.
You didn't have to go to the car wash place. You could have just brought your vacuum inside and vacuumed up the tiny bit of banana bread and not the rest of the car. My gosh, that is so amazing.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
That is so funny. But you also want to be like, thanks for the thought, but didn't quite hit the nail on the head there, mate.
Wow. That's amazing.
I had to like dish out chores yesterday. I decided, because I had the same thing. I was like, everyone's home from school. It's like, people are grabbing, we have these things called Zevias, these like little like stevia sweetened sodas. Yeah. Liqueurs. And my husband has it set up so that we've moved into our dream house. We love it. It's great. We have lots of space for snacks. So it's
she manifested it.
I manifested it.
Damn, I'm coming to you next time I have any desires and dreams and wishes.
Please.
Okay,
I'm
telling you. You're my girl.
So. My husband's like, here's our snack drawer. So like everyone can help themselves anytime. And I was like, I'm not sure that's the best idea. I still think they should come to us and ask. Anyway, it's gone awry, of course, as we knew it would. And the snack drawers like exploded everywhere. The same thing. I made banana bread the last couple of days because we had all these like leftover bananas. I was like, wee, banana bread. Crushed into the floor, like plates everywhere, disgusting, foul. The whole house is so gross. And I said to my husband, I was like, we had been really indulging and having Angelica, who's our beautiful housekeeper who's been with us for such a long time. We were having her instead of come once a week. We're like, ooh, let's do twice a week now at the new house. And then I was looking at my bank account. It's like, no. So we can't do that anymore. We're going to do one time a week, which means we've all got to come together and we've got to do chores. We have to put things away in the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. We have to wipe up after ourselves, husband. We have to do all these things.
Husband.
So yesterday we had like a family meeting where I was like, Isaac, what's your chore? So he's doing dishes. He's our dishes guy. And then Bodhi, he's doing toys, all the toys. If they're out of the place, he's going to put them back. I've got someone helping me with putting the clothes away because I do the washing. So me and Forrest and Poet, we're a little team. We're the ones that go and deliver the clothes to each person's room.
You guys have a system.
And I was like, woo. We had to have a system because it was so nuts.
So bad.
It was just like I would pay to have our house cleaned. And that's such a luxury to be able to even afford that. And then the next day it was as if I hadn't done that. It was like a bomb had exploded. And I was like,
it has to be every day. You have to like do it.
It's taking it out of our own self-care time as well. And like as women, as mothers, like I found that like the kids would go to sleep, I'd have my little tiny window to myself and I would spend it cleaning, straightening up the house. And I was like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
I want to have a bath.
Yeah.
I always had like a really intense relationship with cleaning as a child because my mom would work so much during the week. And then every Saturday was her like deep clean. So she would like rip everything out of every single room and deep clean everything. And so it just felt like this like crazed Saturday where we were all just like, ah. And so for a long time I was like, oh, the deep cleaning, like it's, you know, whatever. Now I totally get, I understand because she worked a full-time job. She got home really late. Everything was crazy. So Saturday was the only day she had to do that. And I feel so bad for her looking back because then I'm like, Sunday, we were at church all day, church in the morning, church in the night, you know? So like Saturday was her day that she cleaned the whole day, which is so nuts. But we implemented, and because my husband is like, he's a clean freak. He loves to clean. And
so lucky.
We implemented like a
so lucky. I'm like, my husband can't find the trash can for some reason. It's really confusing for him where the trash can is located.
Sometimes my husband goes, do you know where the trash bins are? Like, do you need directions? Can I help you? And I'm like,
my God.
Oh, sorry.
You're like, oops.
See, we have exactly done what Teresa, what you're saying is that we have a lit, it's like everybody's like list of being part of the community. And so they have every single day, it's like Wyatt unloads the dishwasher, Esme puts the knives and forks away. Butter knives, but like puts everything away. And then like
one day she's like, I don't like this job anymore. She's got the knife.
Guys, I don't let my kids play with knives.
They're coming for you, Sarah. They're all coming for you.
Yes, they are. Okay, moms. But yeah, anyway, it definitely works like so much better doing it that way because if you don't, then it all falls on you. And what kind of message is that too? Like you look back, I look back and I go, what was that message? Like when we weren't being a part of a community and we weren't cleaning up, like it actually bleeds over into everything because then you're at school and you see like trash on the ground and you pick it up, like, or you're, you know, at your job. It's like, why am I leaving that there? Like the mentality of it is so askew if you're not all part of a team. Even when you're 2 years old, you have to carry your toys into the room and put them away. And that's not bad parenting. That's great parenting because you're teaching them something, right? You're showing them that they're part of a team.
Yeah. But then again, there you go. Teaching them, having to do and explain and repeat. It's all like, yes, of course we want to do all those things.
And it's a mental load. It's a big.
And you're like, I could have done it faster.
It's a big part of that mental load.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
Yes, but then we got to take it off our plate and remove it off our plate and teach them how to do it. My kids are so offended by littering. I think that if I would pick up random people's trash on the ground, they would be thrilled. Like when they see it, I'm like, I'm not. Yes, of course, that's wrong. We hate a litter bug. But like, they're looking at me like, are you going to – we can't leave this here. And I'm like,
that's great.
I'm not picking up that dirty trash. I didn't do it. And then also, they would like never litter, but they would also run by like four trash cans to hand me their trash. I'm like, you just passed at least – four trash cans on your way to me. So I'm doing something wrong.
No. The mental load of a mother is so intense too. Like what it is that you have to put up with, carry, teach, organize, like
prep.
Like, the food prep.
Even leaving the house with enough water bottles for all the kids. Everyone wants their own water bottle and two of them like it with ice.
Did you even drink water as a kid? I don't remember ever having water.
I don't
know that I ever drank a water.
No, my kids never don't have a water bottle in their hand or like nearby them. I don't think my parents fed me water.
I think pretty much we're all crushing it just because we have water that our children are drinking every day.
I'm terrible at it. I'm always this morning I woke up, I was like, I feel like headachy and I'm so like dry.
You're dehydrated.
Like, it's because you do not drink water. That is why. And so he handed me this and he was like, write your name on it. I've got my name on it, Teresa. And he was like, you need to finish this today. And now I need to pee so badly. For the last 5 minutes, I've been like, ugh.
You'll only drink that today?
Yeah, just this one.
You will only drink that today. That's it.
Yeah, I'm terrible. It's so bad.
It's
I know.
So bad.
Just one. And even getting through this one is quite miraculous for me.
Wait, Hillary, is this why your like skin is so amazing? Because you drink so much water? Because you are always
glowing.
Like, what is that? How do you do that?
So are you guys. What are you talking about? Look at your skin.
No, I just put oil. I put oil on and I'm sitting in front of a window. Like, what are you doing that makes your skin so glowing?
I have a light blasting on me trying to.
Well, that's nice.
But I do drink a lot of water and I do.
Look after yourself.
Yeah, I try. I mean, this year I told myself, I was like, you're going to get a.
Of that magazine.
Oh my God.
Just the cover of that
magazine. Can we just have a moment? That's maybe the most beautiful color I've ever seen in my life.
Your skin tone,
your body. I was like,
mama girls.
Oh. And your face was the same color as your neck and your chest. That's never happened to me. Mine are four different colors.
It's actually not happening to me right now. And I've been like distracted this whole time. Like, well, you didn't quite match your neck to your face, but it happens.
That was amazing, Hillary.
Oh, thank you.
So stunning. I hope you have that framed somewhere in your house. It's the most beautiful thing ever.
I don't. I actually have like the only photo I think I have framed is like me birthing in a tub. Because I feel like much more comfortable in that version of myself than sexy time version.
Totally. But it was
I'm the same.
It was good. It's really good.
Thank you so much.
I also want to say thank you for what you said and you talked about body image and thank you so much because there are so many of us who have like been through all those insecurities and the vulnerabilities and like, oh, your body changes so much after you have a baby.
Yes.
And the wrinkles and the stretch marks and all the things like my belly. I bloody wish someone told me when I was 16, like, hey, don't get your belly button pierced because one day if you want to have babies, it's going to stretch out and it's going to look like the wrinkliest, saddest little frown. It actually just looked like a little frown at the top of my belly. I'm like, fantastic.
Good news for you. I never got my belly button pierced and I also have the frown.
Mine is kind of frowny too. I gotta say.
I know. It used to be so open, like a little pot, and now it's just a little.
Yes. Yeah. I definitely used to be able to see inside of it.
Oh, God.
Now you gotta lift it. I gotta like lift the skin to see what's inside. I'm like, how is that?
It's all changed. But what a lovely reminder.
Totally. The other day, Banks was, we were like watching TV or something, and she was like, your belly is so nice and soft. And I was like,
oh.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
And then I know it was really sweet. But then I was like, ugh. Like I, you know, obviously the like skin and the things that will like never be the same. And she's like, why is it like that? I'm like, well, because of you. And then I remember that I like saw something online that was like, never tell your kids that this is because of them or whatever. And I like actually don't really agree with that. I'm like, I don't think it has to be said in a mean way. But like normalizing the reason why it does look that way or you've changed is going to also happen to our girls.
Yes.
You know?
100%. 100%.
And saying like that you can be okay with and embrace like the difference that it is now versus what it was before. And actually there are things that I like now about my body that I used to go like, oh, I'm criticizing my body and all these things.
Oh, like your body when it was like the best it will ever be, you used to criticize it. And now you're like, damn.
Oh, you know it. You know it. Exactly.
Isn't that crazy?
It's insane. Isn't that crazy? And you look back at those pictures and you were like, oh my God. Like, what was that? Why did our heads go to that place?
But I do feel so much happier in this body that's not perfect. Like, I do feel way more myself and just like,
me too.
I do. It's just age. It's just every year you tack on, you're a little bit more like, I'm more me. I'm becoming more me.
That is so beautiful.
2023 is the year that I turned 40, which feels really weird and also really exciting. But I remember when I turned 20, my mom turned 40, and thinking back to like how old that seemed to me at the time.
Yeah.
And
I
now
know.
I'm like about to be 40 and I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, but that I feel so young.
Not that this matters at all, but you don't look a day over 30.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Like I agree. You guys thanks, both guys. Are so beautiful. But yeah, I mean, I actually can't wait to turn 40. All my friends are 40. Yeah. It does seem scary because back in the day I used to like look at pictures of my parents and I'm like, wow, they looked so old. But they old. Didn't, but like yeah.
40.
Yeah, 40 seemed so ancient.
So old.
You're about to be a grandparent so at 40, old. In my opinion, back then. Like, you know?
I know. It's so true.
But now we're like arriving.
We are coming into our own.
And they would have had those lives, those big lives and friends and feelings and all the same way that we have all these things. And it's crazy that like it's as different. A child, the way you look at your parents. I'm like, do our children look at us the way we used to look at our parents and be like, oh, they're so old and farty and they don't do. Have a lot going on. I think I'm a funny, cool mom. Do they not think that? Do they think I'm just like old and boring?
Like, yeah, by the way, our parents thought they were young and fun and cool. And we're like, no, you were not.
I know.
I have to ask you, what do you think 40 is going to be like? Are you getting pregnant at 40?
Yes, she is. I do want to get pregnant at 40. Also, I'm excited about 40 because I do feel different in my relationship than I did when I was 30 with my husband, with my partner. We've been together for like, you know, almost 17 years. And we had an amazing relationship back then. But I feel like we've grown in this way together that just feels so connected and beautiful. And we're able to communicate in such a different way. So coming into like 40 feels so different than what I was at 30. And I was just starting my life as a mom. And, you know, now I'm like wanting a fourth baby. And I definitely always felt like, oh, I'm going to be done with all of that by the time I'm 40. And I used to think, because I feel like in our business, we were taught that when you're 40, like you're kind of done. You know, if you were like an actor, unless you were like a superstar and you would go on to like do these projects. And I just like, I don't think it's like that anymore. I think that, you know, and there's like been a shifting.
I feel like also when babies bring you luck, I think 40, the year 40 like brings luck too. And especially for actresses, like it is cool. I don't know if it was always like that, but and something my husband always brings up, he's like, you're going to like win your awards in your 40s. Like that's like you're going
to
like.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to call in my award when I'm 40.
Yeah.
2026. That's my 40th year. That's like that's my awards year.
Yeah. It's cool. Like it's really like I don't know. I might be doing something I couldn't imagine doing at 30, at 40. And like as an actress or just being in this industry. Like women like have opportunities for so long, it seems.
I know. And they really didn't used to. And I think that that is what's so cool.
But the other thing about having a fourth kid is like, how are you going to, once they get to the age of like, now Banks, May only has like a couple things per week, but like Banks has so many things per week. And I don't think I have an overscheduled child at all. Like she's loves her after school things that she does, but it's like, Luca is slammed to the max with stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. How are you going to like go and do that for a fourth child running around town?
I know.
The scheduling like makes me want to cry.
When I'm how old? When I'm 50. Because at that point I'll be 50 and I'll be like, wow, okay, this is a lot. No, the scheduling is crazy. We actually have this thing in our family where we constantly like, talk about it to make sure it's okay with everybody because Wyatt is now 9 and he's into water polo and he takes drum lessons and Esme, you know, she like has all these things that she loves to do. But Wyatt really is the one because he's the oldest one. He's more scheduled with some of his interests right now. Mm-hmm. And but we have this thing where we're like, let's try really hard to not have anything that's on the weekends, even birthday parties or anything. We like go to Malibu every weekend and we just are together as a family. So on Saturday mornings, Wyatt has water polo practice at 9 a.m. and then we all go to Malibu together. And so that is our like thing that we're trying to hold on to. I don't know how long it's going to last.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's going to be games in the future with like different kids or if they're going to have interests where they're like, yeah, I don't want to go to the beach and surf this weekend. But it's sort of been our non-negotiable as a family. And it's been so awesome to do that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I have no idea what that's going to look like.
Yeah, because sometimes the weekends will go by and Matt and I are like, cool, yeah. We didn't even see each other this weekend because, like, you're on that yes. kid and we're at this mm-hmm. birthday party. And da, 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 da.
Yeah. And you're catching up with your friends.
Yeah. That's really hard.
Or even, like, just packing lunches. My husband packed 3 lunches the other day because May just started Totspot school, like a mobile classroom school.
Oh, cute.
And he came and he was like, it is way too early in the morning to have these 3 lunches packed. And he like held up all the bags with all the waters.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like running out the door to go to work. I'm like, oh. You're a dream. But like also like, yeah, 6:30, 3 lunches packed and like breakfast for everyone is just like nuts.
I can't even.
That's
My
hard.
Kids
That's
go
a
to
lot.
A school. I drive an hour every morning to go to a school where there are no outside lunches. So the whole thing, it's cooked at the school.
Oh,
everything's
nice.
Cooked. So they have like a hot meal and they have it. So we don't even have to provide a water bottle. The school
That's
provides
crazy.
A water bottle. And I swear we chose it because of this. I was like, done. Done. Tick, tick, tick. All right, cool.
Also, you don't have to deal with the come home when you open the lunchbox and you're like, well, I'm offended. I clearly did a
yes.
shit job. They didn't eat any of this.
Yeah, you used to like those things and now you don't all of a sudden.
Esme like leaves her snack boxes at school for multiple days and comes home and she's like, here, there's 4 snack boxes and they all have mold in them. And I'm like,
yeah,
no.
Foul. Oh
this
my goodness.
So gross, so foul.
Oh, the joys.
Thank you so much for doing this, Hillary.
Of course. It was so much fun.
Giving us your time.
You guys are wonderful.
There's nothing more precious to mothers than time. So thank you because you gave some of that time to us and we really appreciate it.
And we're so excited about season 2 of How I Met Your Father coming out this January 23rd?
24th? Yeah, 24th. I'm like, you could be right, but so could I. I don't know. I think it's the 24th.
Well, if you're in Australia, it will be the 24th.
Correct. We both got it.
Are you directed by Pam Fryman, by the way?
Yes.
She's the best, greatest human being ever.
I love her so much.
She's
my role model, goddess, queen. Like, I just want to be her
right?
when I grow up. Yeah, she's the most
Same.
Incredible person to like be leading our show. She directs almost every episode and she's just like
God.
A force. I know.
See, that is that honestly is the greatest. That's the dream job right there. To work with Pam, to be in town, to be doing a comedy. I mean, come on.
Also, you guys, multicam. I had never done multicam.
Wow.
You guys, Tuesdays, I'm home every day by like 3:30 latest.
I know.
What?
It's the best job in the whole world.
Yeah. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we shoot, not in front of a live audience. So we like have mm-hmm. extra time to kind of like quality control the show, which is like lovely. And what was the other thing I was going to? Oh, my God. No coverage. It all happens. You do the scene like
what?
3 times. You're like, moving on. We're going to change.
It all happens
because
there's 4 cameras.
Oh, yeah, because you have all the cameras.
It's like blows your mind when
best.
You're doing it. You're like, oh, we're not going to be working on this scene for 6 hours? Wow. Okay.
Oh, my God. See, I would take that and I would be nervous about that. I was like, but I need my coverage. I need my close-up. I want to do it a different way.
They'll go tighter. They can go tighter.
But the cameras don't come closer. You know when the cameras come closer and you're like, oh, shit, I'm.
And they're in your space.
Yes. They never come close. You kind of like forget they're even there.
It's the best.
It is the best. I've never done it before and I'm loving it.
Pulling that in, Sarah. We're pulling that
in. I'm calling it in.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You guys are so much fun.
So are you.
It's just a little cleansing to talk to like another mom or other moms that
I
are like
know.
Going through. It's just a little piece of like refresh. Got it. We're all doing this.
A little gift.
Yeah.
Exactly. After spending all night having my nipples pulled by my daughter, this was the gift. For me, because I can't, I'm having such aversion at the moment. So this was the gift. Thank you.
You guys have been listening to the Mother Days podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And check out How I Met Your Father in January. Bye, guys.